Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tensions between the U.S. and China just went up. After days of speculation, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landed in Taiwan this morning, U.S. time. She is the first House Speaker to visit the self-governing democracy in 25 years. To welcome her, Taiwan's tallest building lit up with the words, "Taiwan, Heart, USA," and Speaker Pelosi. But what was Beijing's reaction? Let's talk now to NPR correspondent Emily Feng. Emily, hello.
Hey, Scott.
So the Washington Post just posted an opinion piece from Pelosi, and I'm going to read a little bit. It says, quote, "In the face of the Chinese Communist Party's accelerating aggression, our congressional delegation's visit should be seen as an unequivocal statement that America stands with Taiwan, our democratic partner, as it defends itself and its freedom," end quote. Tell us a little bit more about the message she's sending to the world and to China.
She's sending the message that the U.S. stands by Taiwan. And you've seen this not just from Pelosi, but from other congressional leaders who have sent stronger signals that they want relations with Taiwan to be more significant. They've pushed for Taiwan to be present at multilateral institutions like the World Health Organization during the global coronavirus pandemic. All of this is stuff China opposes because China does not believe Taiwan is a country. China believes Taiwan is a province of China. And so it opposes Pelosi's visits. And it's also opposed all of these closening of ties between the U.S. and China. The U.S. has said this is not an escalation. This is simply consistent with U.S. policy towards Taiwan and China. But this whole visit is about a clash of perceptions. China's perception of Pelosi's visit is that this is an escalation and that they worry this will pave the way for more U.S. leaders to visit Taiwan.
And as far as this escalation as Beijing sees it, what do we know about Beijing's response? We have seen reports of Chinese military drills around Taiwan.
It's been extremely strong. They've used every channel they have so far, short of actual kinetic military action, to react against the visit. So diplomatically, they've said they will, quote, not sit idly by if Pelosi visits. The military launched these live-fire military drills in literally all directions around the island of Taiwan minutes after Pelosi lands. So there are now joint air and sea exercises going on to the north, south, east, and west of Taiwan as Pelosi's in Taipei. The worry is that China might escalate further, that it could, for example, fire missile tests in the direction of Taiwan. This has been done before in 1995 and 1996 during what's now called the Third Taiwan Strait Crisis. China has not done this so far. But the concern is that China's Xi Jinping could decide to signal some strong military aggression short of actual war and escalate the situation further, in which case Taiwan would have to respond and the U.S. might as well.
Yeah. And the analysts tell us, of course, as far as Xi Jinping and his messaging, that he faces a critical political meeting in the next few months and perhaps needs to project strength on behalf of China. Now, the U.S. and China are, of course, on opposite sides in Ukraine, with China backing Russia's aggression. What are the implications of confronting Russia and confronting China at the same time?
It would be a lot for the U.S. to do, but the hope is, with Pelosi's visit, that the U.S. projects such a strong show of ties with Taiwan that China would be dissuaded to try anything similar to what Russia has done with Ukraine. The hope is that China sees Pelosi's visit as a gesture of support and might delay or change any potential plans to invade the island, which is something that China's leaders have mentioned directly in speeches before. They've made no qualms about the fact that they one day hope to retake the island and make it part of China. The risk is that by messaging strong U.S. ties, that could actually provoke an insecure Beijing into doing something a bit more aggressive militarily towards Taiwan. So it's a fine line for both the U.S. and for China. Neither country has signaled that they want any kind of open military conflict. But ironically, just like a game of chicken, they also have to signal that they're willing to go to war in order to dissuade the other from making the first move.
So it sounds like there's uncertainty as to where this goes from here. On one hand, each side can have these scripted speeches and scripted statements, but As the Chinese president has made no secret of his wish for what he calls reunification and increasingly support for Taiwan coming out of Washington, D.C., it seems like where this goes from here is uncertain.
The next step is in China's hands. Xi Jinping has to decide whether or not he escalates. Right now there are military drills, but again, he could decide to up those with missile tests. Then again, it's a sensitive time. His economy is not doing well. He has that big political meeting you mentioned coming up in October, which he doesn't want to mess up with a botched military drill or potential attack on Taiwan. And he certainly doesn't want worse relations with the U.S. on top of that.
That's NPR's Emily Feng in Beijing. Emily, thank you again.
Thanks, Scott.